When you get married, you're not only getting a mate for life, you're also getting their record collection. Humorist Alfred Gingold tells us what he discovered when he and his wife reorganized their joint record collection.
My wife's desire to organize our joint record collection increased recently to the level of non-negotiable demand. Now, I have always felt that there is only one proper way to store records: randomly. There are limitations inherent in this method, of course. My Christmas carols, for example, turn up only during Easter week. During Christmas, I think they dematerialize. So, I grudgingly agreed to my wife's wish, despite my conviction that people who organize their records are the same people who tell you it isn't really the heat, it's the humidity, when everybody knows damn well it's the heat. So, how do we do this? I asked. Well, let's classify them by types, and then alphabetize by section, she replied. Fine, I said. There's rock, there's classical, there's jazz, there's blues, country, folk, spoken word dramatic, spoken word comic, folk rock, rhythm and blues, reggae, funk, punk. Maybe we can condense some of these. Country is sort of like folk, so maybe they can go together. Well, so is blues, but it's also sort of like jazz. So which? We'll decide later, she said. First, let's alphabetize the big sections. Let's see. There's pistols, sex, dead, grateful. I said, quartet, modern jazz, symphony, ninth. Hey, where do we put Booker T and the MGs? But these logistical horrors were nothing compared to some of the embarrassing revelations of musical taste which emerged. I didn't know that you had the complete works of Roxy Music, I said. Something wrong with that, she snapped. Did I say there was? For that matter, she said, you never told me you had Neil Sedaka's comeback album. It was a gift. I had nothing to do with it. No doubt. But what about your Eric Satie problem? What's wrong with Eric Satie? 6 Eric Satie albums is a problem. And I'm not even mentioning your Livingston Taylor archive, or your Jose Feliciano trove, or... She was going on as I left the room and slammed the door behind me. But in the end, we kissed and made up. I agreed not to say anything about her Dr. Hook collection if she would lay off me about Jimmy Buffett. We had some laughs, too. It's been a long time since I listened to the score of the Vikings, not to mention my old touch type lessons. And of course we found some common ground. 15 John Coltranes, 3 copies of Vivaldi's 4 Seasons, now the 12 Seasons around our place, and 31 Rolling Stones albums, almost all of them duplicates. No wonder they've always been easy to find. An element of bohemian raffishness has gone out of my life, but at least now if I want to hear a little, say, Exile on Main Street, I know just where to look. Under the S's, for Stones, Rolling.
Alfred Gingold lives and writes in Brooklyn, New York. His books include Items from Our Catalog, a spoof of the L.L. Bean catalog, and Snooze, the best of our magazine, a parody of The New Yorker.